Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson here, and joined by Sioux Central's Athletic Director Al Vasher, as the Channel Seed Ag Bowl will be taking place right in our backyard this year, Thursday, August 24th at 7 o'clock, as the Sioux Central Rebels play host to Manson Northwest Webster. Al, I know this is the fifth year for this particular game. What was the process like, and how did you guys wind up with the Ag Bowl, and what's it mean to yourself and Sioux Central?
Well, first of all, thank you, Ryan. We really, as a school district and the community, to be honest with you, we're really excited about this opportunity. We feel like we have some great facilities here, not only our football field, but just the whole complex. And we're really excited to show that off to not only a more Northwest Iowa area, but also the whole state of Iowa. We're really excited and honored. We feel very blessed and very privileged to be able to host the Ag Bowl. It all kind of started with an email in the spring from Bart Cavanaugh. Bart Cavanaugh is our local Channel Seeds reps, and he had kind of put our name in, or put our district's name in, to host the Channel Ag Bowl. So it kind of all started with him, and then he contacted me and Coach Goodchild, and we just kind of went ahead from there. And to be honest with you, Bart has been very instrumental in the process, as well as the Booster Club and the administration here at the school. And, the teachers and community have kind of bought in, and they've all jumped on board. And we're really looking forward to hosting and everything going on August 24th.
What an opportunity. How has the Sioux Central Booster Club been preparing for this?
Well, we've had a few meetings through the summer, which I think is probably a little bit abnormal to have Booster Club meetings in the summer, but we've met about three or four times here over the course of the summer. We got a tailgate lined up. Our FFA, Betsy Harwood, is our FFA sponsor, and she's going to go ahead and get the kids together on that night, and I think they're providing some games and some entertainment for kids and things like that during the tailgate. We have an honorary captain and somebody presenting the game ball at the beginning of the game and things like that. So the Booster Club has really been instrumental in providing the pregame kind of stuff and the advertising and things like that. You see there are a couple signs around town during the Tall Corn Days parade. I know we were selling some T-shirts and things like that. The Ag Bowl T-shirts for Sioux Central are red. I believe the ones for Manson, Northwest Webster, are either blue or orange or something like that. And they got the logo on the front, and so we're going to kind of deck out in school colors, supporting your team and things like that. But, we were really excited to get the FFA involved. It is the Ag Bowl. Agriculture is the number one, commodity resource industry in our area. And, it is the Ag Bowl. So it was great to get them on board and provide, some entertainment there and some games and things like that. So we're just excited and, ready to go with it.
And as far as what Channel Seed is providing, I know both the winner and runner-up team will each get a trophy. There's going to be medals, a scholarship for each school, and so forth.
Yep, and they're the lead sponsor in the whole deal. They've provided us with the funds, and like you said, the two trophies. There's one for the winner and one for the runner-up, or the non-winner, if you want to call it that. Medals for the kids. They went ahead and provided polo shirts for the coaching staff and the respective ADs in their school colors and things like that. So, and then, of course, they funded, helped fund the tailgate and some of the extra things we're doing there. I think they also provided the prizes for some of the games we're having at the tailgate, as well as maybe, some things like that that are going to be thrown out during the game by the cheerleaders and those things. So in addition to that, of course, it's televised and streamed online. So you pull over the hill at Sioux Central here in the next week or so, and you're going to see a production truck in the parking lot. And, it's borderline game day for ESPN and everything like that, right? So, we're going to have a few cameras and stuff like that. We got your radio station, which we really appreciate the coverage, broadcasting the game that night. And, we're supposed to be the only game going on in the state of Iowa that night, so that's kind of the whole reason of the Ag Bowl, and we're, along with Manson Northwest Webster, I know both school districts are just excited to be hosting it and being taking part in this.
You spoke of your facilities at the beginning, and not only hosting this game, which is an honor in itself, but also to be able to showcase your spectacular field there in Sioux Rapids to a region-wide audience now in its second year has got to be something. And I'm sure over the course of this last year, you've gotten a lot of comments from not only fans within your towns, but those from visiting schools that have had the enjoyment of being at your new field in Sioux Rapids.
Yeah, we had we got a lot of comments, obviously, in the fall. We do have turf on our football field, for those people that don't know. Most people in our area know it, but so this summer, being so dry and everything, it's kind of nice. The turf paid off this summer, but we didn't have to water anything. But we got a ton of compliments in the spring as well. We hosted the conference track meet, and we also had two other track meets and two other high school track meets and then a junior high track meet. So we got a ton of exposure in the spring, and we've just gotten a lot of compliments, mainly not only about the facilities, but about the way that we did it in the facilities. Our administration was, and our school board were really supportive in making sure that we did things the right way the first time, so we didn't have to go back and redo them. So, with just a ton of compliments about, the track, the football field, just the location, sitting down in that bowl area a little bit when you pull in. You turn on the lights at night there, and about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it's a pretty neat sight. So we're anxious and ready to start our second year with it. The community was great the first year. They came out and supported not only the football team but also the track teams. And, it was just great to see it here. So hopefully we'll just continue onward and upward with it. And I'm sure we'll have positive news this year as well.
Excitement is in the air as Sioux Rapids will be hosting this year's Channel Seed Ag Bowl when Sioux Central takes on Manson Northwest Webster 2 weeks from today as we're visiting here on August 10th, Thursday, August 24th for the Ag Bowl game, 7 o'clock. And we will be broadcasting it as well on Mix 101.7. Some comments from Sioux Central Athletic Director Al Vasher. Appreciate the time, Al, and look forward to seeing you down the line.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Ryan, very much.